Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 14th day of Iyar Tovshin Pei Gimel, Pesach Sheni. Masechta Shkolim Perik Gimel, Mishnah Beis. We learned previously in the previous Mishnah that there were three times a year they would take a truma from the Lishka. That means that they would take out coins, the Shkolim, from the office there, from the chamber there, and they would fill baskets with it. How would they fill it? And what quantities, we will learn now in our Mishnah. B'sholosh kupos, in three very large baskets, shel sholosh sholoshin, each one containing three soim, terminus alishka. They would take the coins or the shkolim from the lishka, from the chamber, in each one of those three, and they would do this each one of the three times of the year that we learnt in the previous Mishnah, based on the various Tanaim, before Pesach, before Shavuos, and before Sukkot. So, what they would do is, they would fill from the Shkolim in the Lishka, in the chamber, three baskets, each one containing three soim. Altogether, therefore, there were nine soim. V'chosav Bahain, and it was written on the baskets, the letters Aleph, Beis, Gimel. And they did this in order to know which basket was the one that they first used up and started buying the Kabbonis of the Tzibur. Because it's a mitzvah to take, the mitzvah with the first one, obviously. Afterwards, they would buy with the Shkolim, or the second basket, and then afterwards, from the third basket. Rabbi Shmuel Emer, Yevonis Kosuv Behein, wasn't written Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Hebrew lettering, but it was written in Greek letters, Alpha, Beta, Gamla. This is the way that they used to write in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash in Greek. Ein HaTorim Nichnas, the person who takes the shkolim and fills the baskets from that chamber, from the office where it had the shkolim, would not come in leba pargat chafus. He would not come in with a hem, a garment that had a hem in it, where the bottom of it was folded upwards. Veleba minel, nor wearing shoes. Veleba sandal or sandals. Veleba tefillin. Veleba kameah, nor with tefillin or with amulets, because they were not to bring, not to arouse any suspicion that maybe he has pocketed some of the shkolim himself and hid them in his hem or his shoe or sandal or tefillin or amulet. Shemo yeyoni, perhaps the person who does the truma may become poor. V'yomro, and then people will start saying, oh, you know why he became poor? Me'avoin alishkehani. It's because he violated the kedusha of the shkolim, and he pocketed some for himself, and that's why God punished him. He became poor. V'yomro, and they're going to say, yeah, that's what people may say. Oishama yashir, or maybe he'll become rich. V'yomro, and people will say, oh, you know why he became rich all of a sudden? Mitrumas alishkehashir, because he pocketed some of the coin, the lishka, for himself. For some of the shkolim for himself when he went in to do the truma to take the shkolim. Lefisha adam tzorich latzeis yidei habrios kedech shetzorich latzeis yidei mokim. Because it's important, says the Mishnah, for a person to be seen clean, just like he needs to be yotza in heaven's eyes as well. He has to be careful not to arouse any suspicion in the eyes of people as well. Where do we know that? Shenamar, as it says in the book of Mishlei, in the book of Bamidbar, V'yisem nikim e'Hashem mi'Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the tribe of Reuven, God, and you shall be clean and seen to be clean from Hashem and from the Jewish people. Keep your word. And here too, we are told here in this Pasuk, you have to be seen to be good, not just to be good. V'omer, and also says, U'metzochein v'sechel tov ben elikim adam. Look for good favor and good seichel in the eyes of God and man. Mishnah Gimel. Shall Beis Rabban Gamliel, every person who came from the house of Rabban Gamliel, some say the shliach or the messenger who brought the shkolim from the house of Rabban Gamliel, hoyonichnas, would enter the chamber on the day that the person's coming to take the shkolim and fill the baskets, and he would have the shekel between his fingers, the shekel that came from the house of Gamliel. So he would time it just when the person was coming to take the shkolim and fill the baskets, and he would have that shekel from the house of Gamliel between his fingers, and he would throw the shekel from between his fingers in front of the person taking the truma to make sure that he would put it into the basket. The one who's doing the truma, taking the shkolim, would aim v'dochev el kupa, and he would aim to push it into the basket as he's doing the truma to make sure that the shekel of Rabban Gamliel's house would come into the truma salishka, would be actually selected for the kabbonis of the tzibur, and would not be remaining in the chamber. Eina teirim teirim, the person who was taking the shkolim from the chamber would not take the shkolim and fill the baskets ad sheyom alahem, until he would say to them or ask them, the people who were standing outside watching, etrom, shall I take the truma now? Shall I take it? Ve'emomerlein, they would say trom, 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 shalosh pam, they would say three times, take it, take it, take it. And this is the way the Chacham used to speak. They often used to say it three times when they want to emphasize something. This you find also by the Ktziras of the Omer. Shall I cut the Omer now? We find three times. Also by the Chalitza, we find three times as well. When they declared, they made the declaration by the woman who's doing Chalitza. So this idea of saying it three times, it was quite common in being done by the Chachamim. And here too, coming to take the Truma Salishka, they would say this as well.